When U.S. forces left Bagram Airfield last week, they turned the lights out, literally. They shut down the electricity and slipped away in the night without notifying the base's new Afghan commander. Kathy Gannon is the AP's news director for Afghanistan and Pakistan. She spoke with some of the Afghan soldiers inside the base after the Americans left, and she joins us now to talk about it on Skype from Kabul. Kathy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Jane. It's a pleasure.
It seems sort of shocking the way the U.S. left this base that had been so critical to the U.S.-led war in Afghanistan. Tell us more about how this played out last week.
Yes, well, you're absolutely right. It is quite an incredible story. What happened was that the remaining U.S. soldiers left late on Thursday night. The Afghan commander, who is now in charge, had expected to hear when the departure would occur. And at 7 a.m., he went into Bagram and discovered that they had left. They had left about 2 hours earlier. According to some of the soldiers that I spoke to, the electricity had gone out about 20 minutes after they had left. And Bagram Airfield is really quite enormous. It's like a small city, the area that the U.S. and NATO controlled. So it literally plunged into darkness as they left. And I guess a small army of looters saw the darkness because these giant floodlights that have been on for forever were gone, and it was just plunged into darkness. So they literally plowed through the northern entrance of the airfield and spent the next few hours ransacking the place until the Afghan National Army arrived and took control, arrested some, evicted others, and gained control. One of the soldiers said that they received a call from the U.S. Soldiers saying, "We're now in Kabul at the airport in Kabul." That's how they were made aware.
And the looters that made their way through the airbase, were they Taliban?
No, they weren't. But one of the soldiers I spoke to, he said, when we got in, we didn't know who were these people. We thought maybe they were Taliban. No, they were looters. They literally just ransacked, took whatever was not nailed down in the time that they had. We were there, 3 days later, and they were still cleaning out the junk that these looters had left behind. You know, they drank the water bottles, the energy drinks. There was wrappers, everything all over the place. Items thrown around, and they were literally just still shoving all this garbage into garbage bags and cleaning up. And I said, "Where did all this come from?" And they said, "Oh, this was the looters. We're still cleaning it up." So.
Do you know why there wasn't any communication from U.S. forces? Why they just turned out the lights and left?
Clearly, the U.S., they did issue a statement, and they did say that, you know, the whole departure and winding down of the war that has been going on for nearly 20 years has been in the works for several months. They certainly are in conversation with the leadership. But the actual departure of the base was not shared with anyone, as far as we could tell, and from what the Afghan commander said. And it as a result, you end up having to speculate that they perhaps feared that some information would get out to the Taliban if they did specify exactly when they would leave. There was a sense among many of the soldiers that we spoke to, Jane, a feeling that a lack of trust in those final hours of the departure.
Kathy, Bagram Airfield also included a prison with about 5,000 prisoners, many of them Taliban. What will happen there now?
The prison has been under Afghan government control and Afghan military control for several years. There is two or three perimeters of security surrounding the airfield. So it's not an easy area to breach. The Taliban at this point, in terms of their surges, their winds, there isn't a real push or a surge that has been seen at this point of the Taliban in that area.
Kathy Gannon is the AP's news director for Afghanistan and Pakistan. Kathy, thank you for bringing your extraordinary reporting to us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jane. It's a real pleasure.